You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. I'm Jill Roberts. In the 26 years I've spent covering news on WQCS, there's been a lot of information to bring to you. Many of you tuned in to us after the September 11th terrorist attacks in 2001. We brought you information from NPR as well as what we collected locally. We were also on the air in 2004 as Hurricanes Frances and Jean made direct hits to the Treasure Coast, along with other weather issues. We need your help to continue to bring you this information. That's why we'd like you to consider becoming a member of the station. I'll be giving a web address and a phone number in just a bit. During the past year alone, we've been able to bring you information on a dengue fever outbreak in Martin County. It's a disease found in the tropics and throughout the Caribbean.
Dengue fever is transmitted by mosquitoes. You can only get it by the bite of a mosquito. In the cases, the three cases, they were all residents of Martin and St. Lucie County, but they all associated together in one location in Rio. So that's where we think that the exposure occurred.
What are some of the steps people could take to control the mosquitoes around their home?
Okay, well, this type of mosquito that transmits dengue is found in containers around people's homes, and it collects in rainwater. So it's a little bit different than other mosquitoes. The control of it is to drain standing water in pots.
Area citizens also rallied around issues with the Indian River Lagoon and the St. Lucie River, as unsafe water conditions and toxic algae combined to make the water unsafe for swimmers. Clint Starling says enough is enough. He organized a protest last weekend, and 6,000 people are estimated to have attended. Another protest is scheduled for Sunday.
Event-wise, our goal is to make a chain of people along the water's edge at the beach, all the way from Stewart Public Beach to Jensen Public Beach.
And who are you hoping is going to see this and take notice?
Our goal is to hope that the legislators see this and take notice. A lot of our local politicians showed up last weekend and saw it firsthand that there were 6,000 angry people there. We had great local media coverage last weekend, but I hope we get on some...
The situation did bring U.S. Senator Bill Nelson to the area.
And what I saw was a river that had no life. There were no mullet jumping. There were no seagulls. There were no pelicans diving. There was no osprey. All of it was not a functioning river. So we've got this meeting to...
We'll continue to bring you information of this nature for years to come, but we need your help to do so. And if you grabbed a pen and paper earlier when I mentioned I'd be giving information, here it comes now. You can make your donation securely on our website, wqcs.org. You can call us. The number is 1-888-286-8936, or you can mail us a check at WQCS, 3209 Virginia Avenue, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. We often hear from contributors how they'd like to give a little bit more, and maybe you can by becoming a sustainer member. That allows you to have your credit card charged a certain amount each month. Help us continue to bring you information and become a member of WQCS today.